Andrew Stevenson from Imprint Services. I'm Managing Director. We'd had a couple of days of persistent rain. I wouldn't say it was torrential or anything, but it was certainly pretty persistent over about a 48-hour period. And the little beck behind a company called Sparkprint, of which I was operations manager at the time, and the little beck called Sunbeck, which usually during the summer is a little meandering stream or trickle of water, had become a raging torrent.
Happened about 7:30 in the evening, it started coming through the front door, and from that we started moving as much equipment and everything upstairs as we could. Sir Paul Metcalf of the Peppermill Restaurant and Wine Bar in North Allen High Street, but the water levels just kept rising all the time. About 8 o'clock at night, we decided to sort of abandon ship, as it were, and climb out through the kitchen window.
We blocked up the back door and we watched the beck rise and rise inexorably. By 10:30 that night, it had not only swept into the factory, but it had come underneath the factory through the drains, with the water table being very high, and plumes, fountains of water coming up through the factory floor.
About 11:30 at night, a car actually floated through the window into the restaurant. The water level was about a metre in the restaurant, or maybe even a little bit more. And, a wagon went round the roundabout. In the emergency services, the fire brigade and everything were on the high street, but there was nothing they could do about the wake of the water. Just lifted this car up. I mean, there was cars bobbing about all over in the high street at the north end. And it just floated through the window and then floated back out again.
All the presses that we had in the place, all the electrics went, the whole lot really. It was it ended up being a £3.5 million insurance claim.
We opened in March 85, so you know, we'd built up a business over that time, obviously, with regular and local clientele. And to see it just, absolutely destroyed was quite heartbreaking, really.
Yeah, it was devastating, really, because a lot of people had worked there for a lot of years, and we had a good team spirit, good camaraderie, and it left people in tears, really, because they thought, well, that's it, we're never going to get the place up and running again. And they were right in some respects, because the parent group decided that there was no point refitting the factory in North Allen. We might as well move to a brand new place, which was up in Newton Aycliffe.